KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports this morning starts with girls high school basketball tipping off last night. The Atlantic squad opened up with a 71-50 road victory over the Carroll Tigers last night. Alyssa Ginther came off the bench in the second quarter and led the team with 22 points, including four threes to lead all scorers in the game. Mackenzie Waters had 16 and Bailey Newell 9 to help get Atlantic the win. Atlantic started slowly but got the last bucket of the first quarter to take a 12-11 lead. A couple of threes by Ginther and another by freshman Haley Rasmussen helped Atlantic push the lead to 10 by halftime at 32-22. The final threes of Ginther's night came in the third quarter as Atlantic blew the game open with a 52-36 lead. Free throws helped to expand that lead, as well as Atlantic ended up in the bonus both halves, finishing 18 of 33 from the free throw line. Atlantic head coach Kelly Jewell said it was nice to see everyone get on track after starting the game slowly.
We got off to a really slow start. I was a little concerned. We got some energy off our bench. Haley Rasmussen came in and hit some shots early on, which was big for her confidence and our team's confidence, and really got the ball rolling. And then Alyssa Ginther, you know, we sat her out the first quarter. She missed a practice over the weekend for a church trip, so she missed a quarter, but came in and scored 22 in basically three quarters. So, you know, that's and Kenzie Waters scoring 17, and just the other girls filling in their role spots in the post, and Riley and Allie and Cheyenne had big games doing the things that we need to do to be successful, and that's boxing out, rebounding, making outlet passes, and Cheyenne being the last line of defense in our press, and I thought she did a good job a couple of times.
Coach Jewell thought the defensive effort was pretty good for Atlantic, and he was impressed by the offensive output.
You know, our point of emphasis was that we had to stop Taylor from driving, number zero, from getting to the rim. We didn't do a good job of that early, but we did a good job late when we put Bailey on her. And we wanted to stop Madison from hitting outside shots. And 42, we didn't know about that she was going to shoot it out there. But we found out pretty quickly. I thought Cheyenne and Riley did a good job on that. So, yeah, holding them down, you know, and we scored in the 70s too, which is fantastic. You know, we did that very few times since I've been here, and probably the first time since I've been here.
Alyssa Ginther talked about the team knowing that they need to play tough pressure defense to make up for the size difference that they'll face on most nights.
We know that we don't have a lot of height, so we got to pressure the ball and get some steals and get some easy layups to get those points up.
Well, no practice between that game and the next game because the next one's tonight. Atlantic will be back home this evening facing Class 4A 11th-ranked Denison tonight. We'll have coverage of that game for you here on the radio. Chris will have it for you 7:15 pregame and 7:30 tip-off tonight here on the radio. Also, girls high school hoops last night around the area. A few other matchups. Audubon squeaked by ACGC last night with a 52-50 victory. Mount Air beat Coon Rapids Bayard 66-28. It was Booyer Valley over Maple Valley 52-42 last evening. Well, Bryce Washington scored 15 points and pulled down 10 rebounds, and Louisiana Lafayette defeated Iowa 80-71 in the opening game of the inaugural Cayman Islands Classic on Monday. Frank Bartley IV led the Ragin' Cajuns with 17 points. Jakeenan Grant added 16 points and 4 blocks, while Justin Miller had 14 points with 7 rebounds, as Louisiana was only 5 of 21 from 3-point range but shot 49% overall. The Hawkeyes, who opened their season with 3 home games, were led by Isaiah Moss, who made all 10 of his 3 throws with a career-high 24 points. Jordan Bohannon added 4 3-pointers and 21 points. Iowa shot just 37% overall and 32% from the arc, where they had been shooting at a 44% clip. That was tops in the Big Ten. The teams were tied at 10 when the Ragin' Cajuns went on a 21-1 run, capped by a Washington bucket with 2:22 left in the half, which ended with Louisiana up 37-17. That lead reached 24 points early on after the break, but Moss led an Iowa rally in the second half as he scored 20 in the second half. His three-pointer with just under 2 minutes left got the Hawkeyes within 9 at 70-61, and he added 7 more points, but Gant hit a pair of free throws with 49 seconds left, and his dunk with a half minute to go made it a 13-point game. That 8-team tournament runs through tomorrow. Iowa next up will face South Dakota State today, and we'll have it for you here on the radio. Again, early start. Pregame on the island, 10 o'clock this morning. Tip-off set for 11 o'clock our time. We'll have it all for you live today. Also, top 25 men's college hoops, Marcus Foster scored 23 points. Mitch Ballack added 22, and Creighton knocked off number 23 UCLA 100-89 Monday night at the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. Kyrie Thomas added 16 points, and Tyshawn Alexander finished with 12 to lead the Jays, who have won 12 straight in-season tournament games after winning the MGM Grand main event in the Paradise Jam in previous years. Elsewhere in the top 25, top-rated Duke over Furman, 92-63. Sixth-ranked Wichita State beat California, 92-82. Eighth-rated Kentucky over Troy, 70-62. Number 9, North Carolina beat Stanford, 96-72. 12th-ranked Cincinnati over Buffalo, 73-67. 13th-ranked Notre Dame beat Chaminade, 83-56. 15th-rated Xavier over Hampton, 96-60. Number 16, Texas A&M topping Oklahoma State, 72-55. 22nd-rated Baylor beat Wisconsin, 70-65. Number 24, West Virginia over Long Beach State, 91-62. The order is a little jumbled, but the top 10 remain the same in the latest AP Men's Basketball poll. Duke remains number one, followed by Arizona, Kansas, Michigan State, and Villanova. The Wildcats and Jayhawks move up a spot with the Spartans lost to the Blue Devils last Tuesday. Duke took 54 of 65 first-place votes. Arizona claimed the others. Sixth-ranked Wichita State is followed by Florida, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Southern California. The Iowa State women took care of UMKC by a 61-45 final last night. The Cyclones were led by a balanced effort with four players scoring in double digits. Freshman Madison Wise racked up 15 points and a game-high 15 rebounds. Meredith Burkhall had 12 points and 6 rebounds, while freshman Kristen Scott finished with a double-double, 13 points, 14 rebounds. Bridget Carlson had 11 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, and 5 blocks as the Cyclones improved to 2-1 on the season. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says running back David Montgomery will be ready to go when the Cyclones play at Kansas State on Saturday. That's good news for the Cyclones because they'll need all the healthy bodies they can muster against a Kansas State team that's coming off an upset of Oklahoma State and has won 3 of its last 4 games. The Wildcats have defeated Iowa State 9 straight times and haven't lost to the Cyclones at home since 2004. Montgomery tweaked his left ankle in a 23-13 win over Baylor last Saturday. He remained on the field for several minutes. X-rays found no damage, and he walked without a limp on Monday. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield will not start his final regular season game Saturday at home against West Virginia after making a lewd gesture at Kansas last weekend. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley also stripped captain status from Mayfield for the game, the result of which won't keep the Sooners out of the Big 12 championship. Kansas team captains did not shake hands with Mayfield before Saturday's game, leading him to jaw with the Jayhawks and their fans. Mayfield later grabbed his midsection and cursed the Kansas sideline from his bench during the third quarter. Well, Mike Riley's demeanor offers no hint that he likely will be coaching his last game for Nebraska when they play Iowa on Friday. Nebraska has lost 11 of its last 17 games. Full-throated calls for Riley's ouster have been coming from the fan base since Northern Illinois stunned the Cornhuskers in Lincoln in September. Riley said his players deserve him and his staff to put their full energy into preparing for the final game of the season. We'll have that game for you Friday afternoon here on the radio. Hawkeyes visiting Lincoln. 1 o'clock pregame, 3 o'clock is kickoff. In the NFL last night, the Atlanta Falcons gave their playoff chances a big boost while damaging the Seattle Seahawks' shot at a postseason appearance. Matt Ryan threw for 2 touchdowns, and Adrian Claiborne returned a fumble 10 yards for a score to help the Falcons to a 34-31 win at Seattle. Both teams are now 6-4 on the season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.